Hey, everybody, this is Tom Sharpling, and welcome to Best Show Gems, the best of the best show on WFMU. Basically, this is a podcast we're going to do every other week, giving you a bite-sized version of all the mirth and mayhem that goes on every week on the best show on WFMU. So please check out this exciting clip. WFMU, you're on the air.
Tom Sharpling.
Yeah.
This is Dan Dannington, VP of Swift Jocks for Truth.
Dan what?
Dan Dannington.
Dan Dannington of what?
Swift Jocks for Truth.
Swift Jocks for Truth. What is that?
It's an organization.
Okay.
That you're going to be hearing a lot more of. Just wanted to give you the heads up here on what's going on. Next Tuesday, we start our Swift Jocks for Truth media campaign, and you're our primary target.
Swift Jocks for Truth. What?
That's right.
What is that?
It's a non-profit organization. I'm Dr. Dandy Dan Dannington at KZIP in Cranston, in Kansas. I'm sure you've heard of me.
Dandy what?
Dr. Dandy Dan Dannington at KZIP.
Doctor, wow, that's a mountain. Dr. Danny? Dr. Danny Dannington?
No, come on. Dr. Dandy Dan Dannington.
Oh, Dr. Dandy.
I call myself Quad D.
Quad D.
You get it?
You mean like because it's got four D's in it?
Hey, we got a math whiz.
Oh, well, thank you. Dr. Danny Dan. Dr. Dandy Dan.
Dr. Dandy Dan.
You
know me.
I have no idea who you are.
I host the KZIP Morning Munch.
The what?
The KZIP Morning Munch.
What is that?
It's a drive time show.
Oh, that's the name of your radio show.
That's right. Number one morning show in lower eastern Kansas.
The Morning Munch.
Yeah.
Dr. Dandy Dan Dannington.
That's right. KZIP.
KZIP, host of the Morning Munch. Well, what can I do for you?
More importantly, VP of Swift Jocks for Truth.
Swift Jocks for Truth. And just please tell me, you said it's a non-profit organization. I don't know what that is, though. You haven't told us what. Swift Jocks?
Swift Jocks. And it's a group of disc jockeys from all over the country who band together, and we try to make changes for the airwaves.
You try to make changes,
trying to make it better, trying to make the airwaves as good as they can be, as clean as they can be, and as productive as they can be.
Okay, so what do I owe the pleasure of this call?
Tom, basically the Swift Jocks and I, we don't think you're fit to have a radio show.
The Swift Jocks, you don't think I'm fit. Now, is this like the Swift Boat?
It's sort of, I guess the name is similar, and both groups are fighting for absolute freedom, yes.
Uh-huh.
It's crucial. It's crucial that we fight for this freedom, and you, you're basically what's standing in the way of freedom, and you are basically what's wrong with radio in general.
Really?
Yes.
I'm what's wrong with radio.
We don't like the way you run your show.
Okay. So, well, just give me some enlightenment here.
For starters, who's your sidekick?
I don't have a sidekick.
You don't?
No.
You gotta have a sidekick.
I don't.
You gotta have one like Weird Carl.
I don't. Who? Tell me about Weird Carl.
Weird Carl is my stammering 16-year-old sidekick.
Uh-huh.
I pulled him out of school. I saw him in the schoolyard one day, and I heard him just stammering up a storm, and I said, son, your career's with me. Your future's with me.
So he's a kid who stammers and stutters.
That's right.
And how long have you been with him on the air?
He's been on the show for about 6 months or so.
He's
great. I get him to interview all these celebs. Gandolfini.
Yeah,
he goes like, "Hey, James, what's it like to duel with that psychiatrist?" And then Gandolfini goes, "Excuse me," and then that's when Carl kind of loses it, and he goes, "What's it like to?"
It's
hilarious.
That does sound hilarious.
Well, who does your weather?
We don't do weather.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
That's what I heard.
Sorry.
Guess who does mine?
Who?
Gross Uncle Milton.
Oh, tell me about what in a gross Uncle Milton.
Uncle Milton. He's this older guy on the show. He's about 57. He burps the weather, and he does the other end for traffic.
Oh, that sounds terrible.
Oh, it's hilarious.
That sounds like the worst.
Oh, come on.
Come on what?
Who's your color person? Yeah, you know, for your kind of whipping person that you kind of bust on.
I really don't have one.
We have Stacked Sally.
Stacked Sally.
Yep. Bigger sweater pigs this side of Mary Lou Henner.
Oh, God. I don't even want to know. You're Dandy Don. You are just terrible.
Hey, question for you,
what?
Big guy. You're not going to tell me you don't have a catchphrase.
Not really. No, like, what do you mean? Like, I was sometimes...
Something you say all the time that your listeners kind of key in on and say, hey, that's Tom. That's what Tom says. And they say it at the water cooler the next day.
Nothing like to that level, no.
Really?
No. I don't think so.
You gotta have one.
I don't have a catchphrase. What is your catchphrase, Dandy Dan?
What's Dandy Dan? Dandy Dan's catchphrase.
Dandy Dan or Don?
It's Dr. Dandy Dan Dannington.
Dr. Danny Dan.
That's right, son.
Dr. Dandy.
Dandy Dan Dannington.
Okay,
hey, Zip.
Yeah, okay, Dr. Dan.
Hot cookies.
What?
Hot cookies.
What is that?
That's the catchphrase.
Hot cookies.
This whole area is just plastered with hot cookies bumper stickers.
I don't know what that means.
It's my catchphrase. Like, oh, my God, I was at the in-store yesterday for the Moody Blues, and there was this totally hot girl there, and she showed me her hot cookies. Wow.
Hot, God, that sounds awful. Hot cookies.
I'm going to copyright that. The other day I was talking to Seth Justman.
from the J. Giles.
That's right. He's got some new stuff together. He was just touring through here the other day.
That Seth Justman, he's the singer from the J. Giles Band.
That's right. He became the singer when they got good. He was just kind of biding his time for Peter Wolf to get done.
Yeah, he waited till they did that record, Concealed Weapons.
Exactly, their best record.
That is definitely not the J. Giles Band best record.
Stephen Joe Blad laying that 4-4 kick down. That's all we play here. We don't play any of that old J. Giles. It's all the stuff with Seth singing. Some great new demos.
Wow. So anyway, I'm sorry. I haven't heard that name in 20 years.
Oh yes.
So you're hanging out with Seth Justman.
So I was hanging out with SJ, and
SJ. Oh, so you're pretty tight with him.
Oh yeah, he stays over in my house sometimes. In my apartment.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. So how did you get tight with a rock star of that magnitude?
I just kept writing letters, basically, just saying, Seth, I got to meet you.
And then finally, he kind of fell low enough down the ladder to where he actually had to take you up on that.
Hey.
What?
I know you don't mean that.
I do mean it. Why should I be treading lightly with you? You're trying to, you're aiming some organization after me, you were saying?
Hey, Guy, I got something to say to you right now, okay?
Yeah, what?
Keep it up and you'll get a mouthful of hot cookies.
Hot cookies.
That's right.
But what is hot cookies
mean? Oh, my
mean?
God, you see that girl there? She makes my cookies hot.
Ugh. How can you, I mean, what are hot cookies then? If the one thing you said, it sounded like a woman showed you.
She showed me her hot cookies.
Yeah, and then you just said, I'll get a mouthful.
You got a mouthful of hot cookies, and that other girl that walked by made my cookies hot.
So I don't understand what that even. It seems like it's just shifting.
Sort of like a catch-all. It kind of means a lot of different things. It's like, you know, when they would say, you know, that's bad, but they meant that it's good.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, yeah. So it's kind of like that.
Right.
So okay, except stupid.
Hey. Well, hey.
Yeah.
It's not just me out here that's coming down on you. I got hundreds of DJs behind me on this.
For the Swift Jock?
For truth.
For truth.
No, okay. Now, like, who else?
I got Gator Bill Haskins down in Miami, Merv the Perv Tolley in Pittsburgh, Ramadan Fuqua up in Anchorage, Steeman Phil Schechter.
Hold on, back up 1 second. Who was that other one? Ron
what? Merv the Perv Tolley.
No, the one after that.
Gator Bill Haskins. That was before.
That was before. You mentioned
Steeman Phil Schechter?
No, you mentioned Fuqua.
Ramadan Fuqua. He's up in Anchorage. Great guy.
Ron the Don.
That's right.
So what is he pretending to be like a...
He's like some mafia dude.
Yeah, because they love that up in Anchorage.
Hey, that's what he tell you. He says he can walk into any ID restaurant in there and get free grub.
Oh, well, bully for him, then. So this is like some coalition of the stupid.
Well, actually, the basic idea was Ronnie's.
To get this together.
Yeah.
Well, there's a shock. I've been at war with that idiot for a long time.
He said that you tried to, how do I say this gently? Spank him.
What?
Yeah.
No. That sounds...
He told me you tried to spank him.
Not true.
Okay.
Not even a little bit true.
Well, look, I want to tell you that we're taking out ads starting on Tuesday, all the trades.
Yeah.
Radio Roundup, FM Times, Mike Talk.
Yeah.
So just be warned, all right? There's a photo, too.
A photo of what?
I actually sent you the whole ad as a mock-up in the email earlier today, just because I wanted to be on the up-and-up and show you what you're up against.
Okay, hold on, Dandy Dan.
Check it out.
Hold on. You sent it to my email? Okay. 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 Where did you get that picture?
Let's just say that someone's been trailing you.
Yeah, I would think so. This picture, it's me. This is from 3 months ago.
You look pretty angry in it.
Yeah, it's me at a just after parking my car. It's me hitting a sign.
That's right. No parking sign. You got a ticket on your windshield.
Yeah.
I guess you just went crazy and started smashing things.
No, that's not nearly the case. I hit the sign, and that was it.
It's quite a picture, isn't it? You're baring your teeth in that thing.
Yeah.
It's like you're going to take a bite out of that sign after you punched it.
Yeah, I don't like this. Why are you running this picture?
I just that was the only photo we could find. You know, we had other photos, too, of you coming out of all kinds of places, record stores. Hey, I question for you, okay? Do you really need that many copies of that Polyphonic Spree album?
The Polyphonic Spree album?
We got film of you coming out of various record stores buying that thing 8 times.
I didn't buy 8 copies of that thing.
Yeah, that's what... The photos don't lie.
I think they might be lying, though. I don't know why I would buy more than one... I don't know why I'd buy 1 copy of that awful record. Let alone 8 copies?
Hey, that's what we got on film. Hey, you know, you're lucky to, you're welcome to kind of, do a rebuttal to the ads.
Uh-huh.
But, we all think it would be a lot easier if you just quietly resigned and just kind of made the payments without much, ado.
Payments?
Yeah.
What payments would I be making?
Oh, come on, guy. I think we don't need to go further into that. Just make those payments.
I think we have to go much further into it.
Listen, you make those payments, we don't go public with what we have on you.
And what do you have on me?
Oh, a little bit of video footage.
Video footage of what?
It demonstrates a sort of peccadillo of yours.
Peccadillo.
That I'm sure you don't want made public.
Give me a hint.
You like to do it with a catcher's mitt.
You're really, that's not me. I don't know where you're you're getting something like that from.
Well, okay, Tom, in addition to that, we also have what's called Movie Maven.
Movie Maven.
It's a video editing software sort of thing. And, you know, you can really make certain things look different than they really are.
Yeah, apparently it sounds like it. But
oh.
The fact that some movie
you,
that I...
You said it, not me.
No, yeah, well, you just all but said it.
So did I.
Yeah, you creep.
Really?
Dandy Don.
That's right. My cookies are getting really hot right now.
Yeah, I'm sure they are.
They are.
Yeah.
I'm going to throw my cookies in your face.
Dandy Don, the factory
hey,
rat
hey, guys,
douche.
Get ready for a mouthful of my cookies.
No. I don't know what that was. The Swift Jocks for Truth are coming after me, trying to get me kicked off the radio.
Well, thank you for listening to Best Show Gems, the best of the best show on WFMU. If you like what you just heard, the full-length program is done each and every Tuesday night from 8 to 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can listen on your radio in the New York, New Jersey area at 91.1 FM or anywhere on the globe at WFMU.org. WFMU.org also has an extensive archiving of all the previous episodes of The Best Show. And you can get more information on the program over at friendsoftom.com. I want to thank a few people, if I could. Martin DeGrell, the producer and compiler of Best Show Gems. Thank you, Martin. Mel Matsuoka, who is the producer of the full-length 3-hour Best Show podcast each and every week, and the protector of the Best Show on WFMU archives. Thank you, Mel. John Worcester, obviously, thank you. Associate producer Mike, and everybody at WFMU, thank you so much. If you like what you just heard, check out the full-length show. You can download the podcast or listen live at WFMU.org.